Seattle's elementary students spend an average of 6 hours and 5 minutes at school, thought to be the shortest school day in the Puget Sound region. That dates back nearly four decades, when the district cut the day short following two failed levies. Now officials are laying the groundwork to finally reverse that. The impetus, says Deputy Superintendent Bob Boucher, is the unequal quality of non-core subjects like gym and the arts.
We want to give an assurance that whether you're attending school in the north, the south, the east, the west, you're able to receive an assurance of basic academic instruction in all of our elementaries.
Right now, the district depends heavily on volunteers, which favors certain schools over others. Boucher says one way to change that is to hand it back to teachers and extend the school day. Getting that done would be a major undertaking. For one thing, it costs money. District officials hope the state legislature will come through with new funding. Boucher says it would cost about $8 million to get certificated teachers to take over the arts and PE. Additional costs would be determined in collective bargaining with the teachers' union.
We can't do this without our labor partner, the Seattle Education Association. We know that this is truly a partnership between everybody.
As of last week, though, the Seattle Education Association was unaware a longer school day was even in the mix. Extending the day has led to major labor battles elsewhere, like Chicago. But in Seattle, SEA President Jonathan Knapp seems open to the idea.
The devil's always in the details, but yeah, there's definitely a case to be made for having more time in the day for the things that really enrich the experience for kids.
But Knapp says what the district would do with the extra time is a key question. Would it really be art and gym, or would it get sucked up into test prep?
There obviously has to be a commitment that it's sincerely an effort to restore the richness of the school curriculum and not just double-dipping of attested subjects.
In the meantime, the state is raising the minimum for total instruction time in public schools. That, plus the possibility of new funding, has district officials hopeful the timing is finally right for a longer elementary school day. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.